This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, just to put a bow on this, because we mentioned it in the previous segment, this was the greatest phone call. Of the nine players that got drafted to the Texans, this was the most noteworthy and best phone call between the Texans brass and that player, informing them that they were going to become a Houston Texan. This is Jalen Reed, the safety, sixth rounder out of Penn State.
Hello.
Jalen, Nick Caserio with the Texans. How you doing, bud?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Congratulations. We're going to turn the pick in. We're excited to have
Let's
you.
Do it.
You're a good football
Let's
player.
Let's do it.
So,
Let's do it.
Yeah, let me.
I'm
going to put you on.
Let's do it.
I'm going to put you on
Let's
Coach
do it.
Ryan's. Here's Coach Ryan's.
Let's do it.
Hey, Jalen, congrats, man.
Hey, get the Texans hat. Get the Texans hat. Let's do it. Appreciate it, Coach. Appreciate it, Coach.
You get that Texans hat ready, man. We're fired up to have you.
All right, bet. Let's do it, Coach. Let's do it.
All right, I'm passing you over to our owner here, Kelvin.
All right, bet. Let's do it. Let's do it. Man, let's go. I'm ready. Let's go.
Give everyone a hug there that helps get you here, okay, bud? And we'll see you soon.
I got you.
Congrats.
They kind of cut to the chase with Cal. Cal, they handed the phone to Cal, and then you could tell there was sort of a jump cut. Like it did. The Cal portion did not last as brief a period of time as it was depicted in
that
particular
audio. Wasn't like Cal being like, I don't have time for this.
Right. It was, if I had to guess, it was 10 more seconds of Jalen Reed screaming, "Let's do it," and Cal wondering what the hell's going on the other end of this phone.
I like is a guy, as a young man who's incredibly excited, which you like to see.
Yes.
This is not just another Saturday for him. And so that's cool.
Yeah.
I do like to think about Jalen Reed being in the huddle or something during a timeout and with 2 minutes
screaming
left in the game. And D'Amico on the sideline, D'Amico being like, okay, listen, we're going to show cover two. He's like, let's do it. I'm like, okay, hold on a second, Jalen. But then we want to rotate. Oh, let's do it. Just hold on a second, Jalen. I got to explain something to you.
Let's do it.
I got to get back on the field.
That's my favorite one. Let's do it.
All right, Jalen. This is what we typically see out of Flacco in this situation. Let's do it.
That's great.
Right. No, but let me explain. Let's do it.
We got a text, someone saying, that was one of the best moments of that man's life. Cut him some slack. Cut us some slack. That's what I was
just saying. You hypersensitive doofus.
I was just going to say, cut us some slack.
Let's do it.
Exactly, Jalen.
I'm
going
to come to wherever you live and river dance all over your skull.
Ben, we haven't done this in a while. I think, and Seth, you and I, we need to be in simpatico on this. I think we add, let's do it, to the show open.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Let's add that.
Because we might have to rotate Shannon Sharp out of there at some point.
Shannon Sharp might get canceled, yeah, so we may have to rotate him out. But for now, let's add him. We'll have Shannon and Jalen Reed both in there. Is that easily doable, Ben? Adding, give it to us one more time.
Let's do it.
That's a hotkey now.
That's a good one.
I can tell by the angle that Ben's sitting at that's a hotkey now with the monitor that he's looking at. All right, so we've got a lot of text on the Rockets, and several of them actually have to do with, okay, guys, you know, I'm kind of summarizing all the texts here, Seth, into one paraphrase, but a lot of them saying, all right, do we need to go get Durant, or the name that's popping onto the radar on the text page? I think it's been on the radar for both the Rockets and people thinking the Rockets need to make a deal for a big star, but the other Phoenix superstar, Devin Booker. And you know, Booker, it sounds weird to say this because Durant is one of the top 10 players in the history of the league. It's going to cost you a lot more in terms of assets to go get Devin Booker because he's a younger player than it is to go get Kevin Durant, who's going to be 38 and is on, you know, he's in the twilight years of his career. Either one would have come in awfully handy down one at the end of the game last night to try to go get you get the team some offense without having to work the ball around. Go get a bucket for us at the end of the game.
Yeah, and there were a lot of rumors just, you know, at the trade deadline about Devin Booker to the Rockets. Or not at the trade. Just a lot of speculation. Not at the trade. It's a lot of speculation going on.
But it was at the deadline,
this,
too. Booker got mentioned at the deadline.
It was at the deadline.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I got confused because I was looking at a time stamp that was wrong on an article. I'm all for it at this point. Yes. Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, whomever it might be, by all means, yes. Please bring somebody in here who can give this offense some juice.
Here's the question now. Because the question was that, you know, Durant got talked about before the playoffs, almost as sort of this preemptive, like, hey, if this series doesn't go well, just know that this is the name that's going to come up. Be ready, everybody. Because every time we bring up Kevin Durant, whether it was at the trade deadline or his name got brought up in the second half of the season, there was a lot of, like, don't want Durant, want to roll with this young crew, that kind of thing. But if there were a trade, I know you and I would talk a lot about, all right, who are the guys that we do not want in that trade? And Amen Thompson is the clear one to me that's untouchable. And I know he hasn't been great in this series, but he, to me, has the highest ceiling of any player on this basketball team because he's already elite defensively. He's the only one on the team that's super elite at really anything. You know, there's a lot of guys that are good, talented basketball players. Amen Thompson is an all-defensive, you know, an all-NBA defensive player. He was top five for defensive player of the year. And I think you can see enough of him offensively to know that, you know, working on his jump shot in the offseason, you know, he's already really good going to the bucket. Maybe he develops a three-point shot down the road. Who knows? I think he has a ceiling to be very good offensively. He's already elite defensively. Untouchable, Amen Thompson still. The ones that were kind of on the, you know, in that in-between stage were Jalen Green and Alperen Şengün. Are they untouchable in a deal for either of these guys?
No.
Green, you almost have to put in a Devin Booker trade because there's overlap with the two. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I'm glad that Jalen Green has made the progress that he has this season, but I'm not in the mood to sit around and wait three more years to where he can start being consistent in the playoffs. I mean, they're just like to boil it down to as simple as possible. He's three out of four times he's been in the single digits scoring in these playoffs. He had that one brilliant game, but then you just can't abide single digit scoring in playoff games from a guy that's supposed to be one of the best players on your team.
Correct.
You know, I'll go through Devin Booker. Just keep this super simple. I can't find a playoff performance where he's been in the single digits, you know, and he's been in the finals. Do I wait three more years for Jalen Green to just start get a feel for the playoffs and how to perform in the playoffs?
Yeah.
I've lost my patience.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, if it gets you Devin Booker, I've kind of – now, this is interesting, though. Chris Baldwin of Paper City, probably best known in these here parts for calling J.J. Watt the pizza boy back in 2011. He had that article where he was distraught that the Texans drafted the pizza boy. He has a really good article from right after the one win in this series in Game 2. He had access. He was in the Fertitta's suite with them after the game was over, so I had a chance to talk to Tillman and Patrick and Rafael Stone about the Rockets and kind of where this team is. Now, keep in mind, this was right after a double-digit win over the Warriors, and Tillman Fertitta had quotes in the article like, this team is never going to get bullied by any team in the NBA. They talked about how committed they were and are to this young core, you know, that they were getting calls about. The article, Seth, made it sound like they were the ones getting calls about the superstar players much more than them initiating the calls to look for a superstar player. Like, they're really committed to this group. Again, that's after the sugar high of a win over the Warriors to tie that series at one. I would submit that there have been times in the games 3 and 4 in this series where they have been bullied around a little bit by the Warriors, and this young core that you're talking about has failed you in these two games.
Yeah, and like in Şengün, the numbers look good in the box score, but just when Draymond Green was on the floor, Şengün was
a mess.
Not effective.
Yes.
Yeah, and in the final quarter especially, Draymond Green showing back up was pretty much the key to the game there. If Draymond Green had fouled out, then Rockets probably win that game because Şengün was a different guy out there as long as Draymond Green. Draymond Green would come on the floor and Şengün would dribble a couple drips out of his little river dance.
His little river dance.
Yeah.
So we'll see. It's a lot of, you know, it feels like this 3-1 deficit, and especially the way last night went down, has kind of whetted the appetite for our audience for a trade of some sort. And it may not be KD, maybe it's Booker or maybe somebody else. They need some offense. They need somebody who can go get them some buckets at the end of games like that last night. That last possession, not good. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday, 8 a.m. means it's petty cast time. This is a great way to blend the Bill Belichick interview story with pettiness. There is,
which got even better yesterday.
Yes, we will combine that. The latest details of the Bill Belichick CBS interview are incredible, as well as his pettiness towards both Robert Kraft and social media. So we'll get to that, and we've got other petties in there. Text yours in, 713-572-4610. Pettycast next.